the elections were boycotted by the majority of the population of Belarus, even though the authorities will try to give an impression that elections happened, but the polling stations were empty. People were pressurized to vote earlier because it's much easier to falsify, to put additional bulletins in boxes unsupervised overnight. So elections started, basically, people were pressurized to vote like students' army, because they will be punished as well if they don't do it. Some people were pressurized by the threat that they will lose their jobs. It was very clear from the word go that elections are not going to be free, fair and transparent, even based on the fact that there are political prisoners in prison. And in my memory, it's the first election in Belarus when Europe doesn't demand release of political prisoners before elections happen. My brother and my sister-in-law were arrested on the 19th of December 2010, straight after the polling stations were closed on the day of presidential elections, when around 50,000 people came out in the streets to protest against the forged elections. And my brother was severely beaten up, arrested, imprisoned, sentenced to 5 years in penal colony of hard labor, and was tortured in KGB detention center. Only recently was released from prison, which on one hand seems to be a fantastic thing. On the other hand, he's far from free. He's deprived of any civil rights. His conviction is pending over him for another 8 years. He can't participate in political life. He can't participate in elections. He can't move freely. He needs to report to the police once a month. And my sister-in-law is still serving a sentence. It's a softer version of the house arrest. She's got so many restrictions on her freedom. She can't leave the city. She's got a curfew. The police can come and check her anytime during the night, and they do sometimes 3 times a night. And they've got a 5-year-old child who is obviously living through all this experience.